It's been a little more than a week since the Washoe County School Board fired Superintendent Tracy Davis. And with roughly a month until schools across the county reopen for the fall, many parents, teachers, and students have been left wondering how the upheaval will affect the new school year. KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with Kristen McNeil, the district's interim superintendent, about the recent changes and how she plans to improve some of the issues that are facing the district.
I want to get your take on the events of the last few weeks. You know, what are you hearing from district staff and teachers about Tracy Davis being fired and you taking over? You know, what is the climate currently in the district?
Well, I think the climate is one of, and we're working on that on a daily basis, uncertainty. They want to know, you know, who's in charge, who's at the helm. And so I think within, you know, the events of the last week and coming into Monday, that's the job of an interim superintendent to make sure that people know that there is somebody at the helm, that that somebody is experienced, and that we're going to be moving forward.
We heard from a number of teachers during the board special meeting that they were upset with Tracy Davis's leadership style and that they wanted to see a change. How do you kind of ease some of those remaining tensions that might be there?
You know, I've been putting out daily communications to our staff. I've been responding on a personal level to many of the people that have emailed back. And really, it's just telling people, we've heard you. I serve with honesty and integrity, and I expect our leadership team to do the same. We met last week. I talked a lot about expectations as a team. And I think people want to hear that, you know, there is a trust that's been breached, and we need to fix that. We need to fix that as a leadership team. We need to fix that as a district. So really, it's just making those very personal connections on a daily basis.
You know, what are you hearing about teacher morale? There's just about a month until school starts. I assume that's much less time before teachers report back. You know, how do you address some of these issues that have been going on in such a short amount of time?
I think it's really about the environment that we work in and making sure that people are listened to. There's a lot on our principals and our teachers' plates. So what are some of those things that we as a district can help support? We obviously, with the legislative session ending, we know that we have mandates coming. We've got to get those mandates in place. But what does that look like in a teacher's classroom, and how can we help support that teacher? And it's really about support. And we've made the commitment that we're going to listen, and we need to put structures in place in order to do that.
I have to ask, the district drew some criticism over the last few days after it was learned that the district has spent more than $8,000 on an outside PR firm to handle the situation with Tracy Davis. I'm curious, you know, what that money was used for and why.
So that was to hire the firm, and it was really about external communications. And, you know, during this time, people need to realize that we did not want line staff to be put in the situation to where they're having to speak, you know, they report to the superintendent. And so we did not want line staff to be the people that were front and center dealing with the Office of General Counsel and dealing with the superintendent. That was not a good place for our employees to be. And so the decision was made, we need to hire for an outside person during this time.
With all this confusion and turmoil over the last few weeks, I think a lot of parents and teachers just want to know, with Tracy Davis out of the picture, how is this going to affect the upcoming school year?
Well, for example, today I was out at Hidden Valley and we walked around and we looked at the new single point of entry project. And these are projects that will be finished by fall. But that's exactly what, you know, we need to focus on is how are we going to get these schools open? Everything is running on time. As you know, we have three new schools opening up, two middle and one elementary. And we're going to have those schools ready to go on August 12th. And so really, that's what it's about. Parents, we've got a lot of information out on the website right now. I would really love for parents to come to our expo. I think that's going to be a great source of information for our parents. And then just getting into the school and talking with their principals and their teachers, getting back to normalcy.
Kristen McNeil is the interim superintendent of Washoe County School District. Dr. McNeil, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.